Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris on vacation. He'll be back after the new year. What's up, Jeremy?
What's up, man? Kind of a lighter day yesterday. I mean, there was some NBA late at night. Maybe you got into the Colts game, bowl game yesterday afternoon. So that kind of gave me something to watch.
I was in heaven. It was a bowl game on in the afternoon. It's funny. I don't know if you saw the end of that game. They dumped the French fries on the coach. I can't tell you how many fries were consumed by the players when that bucket was headed to the coach. Players just kept coming.
Were they hot fries?
Eating the fries. I don't know. Players kept coming to eat the fries. I said, that thing's going to be empty by the time he gets to him. I had that. Had some mid-major college basketball on ESPN+.
There were a lot of games
yesterday. Yeah, I was in heaven. Then we went to practice, came back, more sports, watching all day. It was just like yesterday was just a total sports day for me.
And I think if you're listening to this show, there's a good chance you're probably a sports fan. Like the next couple of days, like tomorrow there's one college football game, right? Uh-huh. One bowl game. It's Hawaii and California. And then you get to Friday because there's no bowl games on Christmas, but you got NBA and NFL all day.
Right.
So on Friday, what do we get to? You have a whole day of bowl games at 1 o'clock. Northwestern, Central Michigan, Minnesota, New Mexico, Florida International, Texas, San Antonio. And then the next day you get up and it's an even bigger slate with better games as the Disappointment Bowl, that's Clemson and Penn State. We talked about that yesterday off the air.
That's really what the Pinstripe Bowl?
Yeah. Army and UConn, if you guys didn't know this, UConn had like the number one passing quarterback and receiver in football. BYU, Georgia Tech, like that's the one I have circled I want to see. Two teams that I could have easily been in the playoff but didn't make it. So you got something every day, all day. You got NFL on Thursday. Do we have a Friday game or no? Saturday and Sunday.
I think Friday may be reserved for college basketball.
Remember, the NFL's played on Fridays.
No, I'm talking about this Christmas Friday. I know they played on Friday, Black Friday. I don't know if they play this Friday. I'm not sure.
Here. I think it's Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. I think a lot of big college basketball games are on Friday.
Yes. All right, so Chargers, Texans at 4:30, Ravens, Packers at 8 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah. So it is the season. That time of the year, man.
By the way, how would you like to be the NFL? And you're like, hell yeah, 3 games on NFL. Screw the NBA. We've got rivalries. We've got Dallas and Washington. Both are vying for the play.
Nope.
We got Detroit and Minnesota, and both of these teams are. We got the Chiefs and the Broncos. No. Can the Broncos finally get past? Oh.
Nope.
Yeah. The Broncos are 12.5-point favorites in Kansas City.
How about Kansas City? How are the Chiefs talks of going to Kansas now?
Are they just going to be the Kansas Chiefs? Because it doesn't have the same ring to it, right? Or is it just we're used to saying it the
other
way?
So the Chiefs are going to Kansas, and the Bears are possibly going to Indiana.
How many people woke up this morning hearing that story going, wait a minute, Kansas City's not in Kansas? Where the Chiefs don't play there? No, that's not where they play.
Not where they play. Play Missouri. Play in Missouri, there, peoples.
Oh, man. But no, like, you got sports all day, every day, and then, as you mentioned, college basketball.
Uh-huh.
So, and then New Year's next week.
It just seems weird to me that Kansas Jayhawks are not in the top 15.
They're okay.
Yeah.
I mean, this is where they've been trending, though.
How long before Bill Self was gone? He just looks like he's losing it a little bit.
You feel like he's not grasping, like, is this the Tony Bennett situation where it's like, man, I ain't trying to play this NIL game.
I think some of it is that. I don't know if he's not trying to play it or you see when.
Because remember, Bill Self had guys that played there for 12. They had 12-year careers at Kansas.
Perry Ellis was there forever. There. He got bowled there. Who's the guy?
Perry Ellis played
at LSU
the
with the real raspy voice. Football.
Oh, Ed Orgeron.
Ed Orgeron said, here's the difference. Back in the day, we had to go through the back door with the money bag. Today, you go through the front door. I think a lot of coaches who were backdoor money bag guys are having a hard time with the now that you can go in the front door. I think Nick Saban was one of those. I love Nick Saban. See, when I say in college football or basketball.
You liked all the guys that cheated.
If like I call
Pete
you
Carroll,
a cheater, I'm not insulting you because they all cheated. They all cheated. If you think they didn't, then you come on.
By the way, did you hear the Ed Orgeron story about Adrian Peterson? So he went on a podcast and he was talking about when he was at USC, he was recruiting Adrian Peterson. Mm-hmm. And Oklahoma was recruiting him. And basically, Adrian Peterson was telling Coach Ed that he's like, look, man, I'd love it in California. Mm-hmm. The only problem is that like if I play in Oklahoma, they have they get ABC or whatever channel it was there. Remember how Diddy did the or 50 Cent did the thing for Diddy where he knew he
they
could
get
watch
in jail.
Yeah. So he said his dad could see him from prison.
I remember.
And he goes, if I can get your dad in a different prison or I can make sure he can watch you from our school, will you come to USC? And he's like, yeah. Ed Orgeron said he called every single person. He tried to get his dad transferred out of jail. He tried to get him transferred to California.
Wow.
He tried to get the television deal changed in the jails.
Wow.
He went through all of this stuff trying to get Adrian Peterson to come to USC.
Adrian Peterson is a bad man, ain't he?
Yeah, he is. In more than one ways.
410-583-1057 is the number. Now, my glasses aren't working anymore.
Yeah?
I can't see out of this. I got to look everything straight on now, man. You know, getting old is a bitch.
Yeah.
You know,
Joe, you've birthdays. Got a lot to look forward to, bud. Yeah. I don't know if you're...
Nice shirt, Joe.
I just can't hear. My eyesight's fine.
What? Oh, no, give it a year or two. You're going to be blind
you
as
know,
hell.
It's these.
20/20 vision.
These cans to take hearing from us.
I played the drums also.
You did?
Yes.
I didn't know.
Without ear protection?
I played the drums.
And now I'll just get the ringing.
Who'd you play the drums for, a band?
Yeah, in high school, and then I broke my wrist, so I stopped playing.
Well, how'd you break your wrist?
I was playing soccer.
Masturbation accident.
That's added to the issues.
that made it vulnerable.
Old lefty.
Funny bone. No, but yeah, Joe, you got a lot to look forward to, man, because I remember 2020. I could hear and see then, too.
Oh, you probably also walk correctly, too.
Oof, God. You know, I was born bow-legged, like with the Forrest Gump things. I had to wear those when I was a kid.
Don't they always say the fastest people are bow-legged or pigeon-toed?
Yeah, it helps. It contributes to it. I was pigeon-toed.
I was fast when I was younger. Nobody believes that now, though.
I was
absolutely
super
not.
Fast when I was younger, yeah.
Oh, dude, I'd get out there. I'd be the guy that catches a swing pass in flag football and take it to the house. Like, I was quick, and then when I was telling people that, they're like, hey, you've never been quick. Yeah, no, you haven't. Okay. All right.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ravens, man, it just seems like, you know how many people I had asked me yesterday, when the pitches and catches report, Rob? Season's not over yet. Even though lots of you thought that Lamar Jackson quit on his team Sunday night, reported that he has painful back contusion. For those of you that think he quit, what would it take to convince you that that's not the case? Because I don't believe he did.
Yeah.
Baltimore's big bad morning show on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the Fan.
I don't know how serious. I don't think it's another day-to-day one. You know, we'll see how it goes. Lamar has a back contusion, painful, certainly. Saw him in here getting treatment this morning and this afternoon early. And he'll be working. He's been classified as day-to-day on that. Nothing beyond a contusion, but I don't want to minimize the severity and the pain level of that.
Well, please don't do that, John Harbaugh. Minimize it, because we got enough people around here already doing that.
His back is fine.
Sorry, I'm not, you know, I don't like, I there's a lot of people out there who are on that bandwagon.
I just saw an old friend post something negative about Lamar, like he's quit on his team, he's always quit on his team, and then watched all the other people come in and chime in and agree with him, who all very much look the same, by the way. And like, if you want to question a guy that's quit on the team, why would he have come back from the hamstring injury? Why would he come back? He's missing practice. He's coming back and playing on Sundays. He's like, why are people honestly questioning that? Question his play on the field. Has the injury caused an issue? What?
If this was a game also, Jeremy, when they were getting, if this were the Houston Texans game from this year, and all of a sudden he goes down, okay, this was a competitive game.
Yeah.
I mean, you have an ability to go to the postseason. You're playing in a very competitive game against an outstanding football team. Give me the reason. What was the reason for you quitting? And for those of you who say it's contract extension, let me explain to you how this works. A contract extension does not do him any favors.
No.
A contract extension helps the Ravens. He's not quitting to get a contract extension. He is going to get one if he wants one. And that's automatic. He's not playing for that. It's not. This is not the contract situation of a few years ago. If he doesn't extend, what do they owe him, $60 million? So why is he worried about a contract extension?
The only difference for him in getting an extension is you get a boatload of money up front.
Up front.
And then there are certain guys where it's like, hey, he could probably use it. He doesn't need that right now.
Mm.
So it's a matter of, like, the one thing that I've listened to people is saying going into that contract year, his first big contract in the year he was hurt, I'd listen to you saying, I wonder if he held back because he didn't want to get hurt and screw up his offseason.
I would have.
I'm listening to you with that one.
I think he did, and I would have. And I use Tony Pollock as an example. He was good. They were letting Zeke Elliott go. He was going to be the Cowboys' future. He goes into postseason, hurts himself, and never really got paid. He went to the Titans, hung around for a little while.
Oh, he was pissed too.
He should have been. He should have been that same season. I think. What did Patrick Mahomes? What injury did he sustain? The ankle. Remember, he rolled his ankle up in the playoffs. Horrible. Got a tape, played through it. People like, so Patrick Mahomes can play through injuries, but Lamar can't. Patrick Mahomes had been paid. He's supposed to play through injuries. I'm not making a situation worse just for you to tell me I might be damaged goods and you use that against me. Why would I give the people that I'm negotiating with something against me?
The other part of this is Lamar has played through injuries. Like, has anybody been watching? Like, We've seen the injury report. We know he's been on there. Hell, we all remember Poopgate, too, when he went in, came back out, let him back from a deuce. Well, maybe they were down more than that. Anyway. No, but again, like...
I see what you did there.
Yeah, thank you. I just don't like the fact that people do this all the time, and it's the low-hanging fruit. Is he didn't go back in the game that told us he was hurt. It was an important game that we should have won. You don't care about the team.
Yeah.
Did you see him get kneed in the back? Have you ever watched a boxer get punched in the back on a kidney punch and see how they drop?
I'll give you one. Oscar De La Hoya got beat up by somebody. It was a kidney punch, and De La Hoya just took a knee.
Oh, it was...
Who was that? I saw that fight.
Was it Hopkins?
No, it was not Hopkins. Definitely not Hopkins.
Was it Mayweather?
It was the pretty boy with the little greenish eyes. The black dude. What's his name?
Oh, are you thinking of Sugar...
Shane Mosley.
Yeah.
That's who it was. Hit him in the side, the kidney. De La Hoya just dropped to a knee.
Did you hear it when he hit him? He went, That's what happens when you get hit in the kidney. You make that sound.
Sugar Shane. Yep. Hit him in the side. Bam. Went down. It hurt. It helps.
I don't know what's weird. I mean, it hurts. That you said the guy with the light-skinned guy with the green
eyes. I didn't say light-skinned.
And then I went.
I did not say light-skinned.
Sugar.
I did not say. I did not say light-skinned. Roll the tape back.
The guy with the caramel complexion. That's what I heard you say.
Oh, such a jerk. You're always putting that on me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't discriminate against
But him. No, like I just go back to this and talking about Lamar. Like I think you're out of pocket if you're questioning whether or not he could have went back in that game and didn't.
Let's go to Ellicott City and get Thomas. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, morning guys. How's morning. It going?
Doing well, how are you?
Good. Have any of you guys ever actually tried, any type of bone bruise or contusion or anything like that and tried to play through it?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
It sucks, doesn't it?
It does.
I was a former D1 swimmer back at UMBC, and I had one on my knee, and I could barely walk. And, you know, I'm with you guys. Like, if that's on your back, you can't move. Yeah. Like, it just blows my mind that people are questioning him. Having gone through something like that myself, like that's crazy, man.
I had a knee to my, played football in high school, knee to my thigh, inside part, got right by the pad. And I remember it was on a sack on top of it. No, I got hit on the pass. I remember getting up and literally falling back to the ground. I could not put any pressure on that. And thank God it was fourth down, we had the punt. Because I don't think I would have played that next play. Now, it wasn't as deep as Lamar's. It wasn't my back.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember having a hard time, as long ago as that was, 40 years ago almost, I remember not being able to stand. And somebody helping me to the sidelines because I couldn't stand.
That's
not easy, man.
I just watched my son, who they said he has a deep a bone bruise, and I think there's some, but he didn't blow out his knee, which was the good news once he got the MRI done and swelling went down. But he can't walk. He can't even make it up and down steps. He can't, like, how are you going to drop back and take three steps when you can't put any weight on that?
You think he faked the injury, quit on his team. But is there a chance in your mind that you could be wrong? Is there a chance, what, and any chance, any possibility whatsoever, that maybe Lamar was really hurt? Maybe he is.
Nobody wants to say that. Nobody wants to admit that. Like, it's just easier to sit here and go, yeah, he quit on his team. And I just think it's one of the more absurd things that somebody's going to say, where you have zero factual evidence and you're going to run with it like it's fact.
This is one of those things I wish I could disagree with Jeremy, because I know how it would get up under his skin. But as he said, I also realize how ridiculous it would sound to disagree with him. It would make me sound pretty ridiculous. It would.
I'm just sitting here saying, like, again, to question someone's abilities, to question what they can do, even when you go as far as questioning whether or not they can win in the postseason, I think that's BS, because it's true until it's not. You know,
like, somebody on ESPN Radio yesterday, they were talking about how this is Josh Allen's easiest road to the Super Bowl with the quarterbacks that aren't going to be in it. And this guy, you would have thought he was from Baltimore. He said, if Josh Allen does not get to the Super Bowl this year, I want all of you who talk so much trash about Lamar to say the same things about him. Because this is his he does not have Burrow, Lamar,
Mahomes.
This is his easiest path. So if he does not, it almost sounded like the dude, he was filling in for Clinton, whatever his name is, Yates.
Mm-hmm.
It almost sounded like deep down inside he was kind of hoping that it would happen, that he wouldn't get to the Super Bowl. But he was just saying, I want all that hatred, all that venom that you guys spew to Lamar to be given down to Josh Allen, because he's never going to have an easier road, an easier path to the Super Bowl than he does this year. Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing, man?
Doing well. How are you?
All right. Hey, man, look. I'm just going to call a spade on how I see it. Look, everybody's just hating on all these people that's hating on Lamar about his injury. That's just a sidebar. Just come out and say what it is. Don't be a coward. You know what it is. You don't like him. You never liked him. You don't want him to be your quarterback. He's not your favorite color. That's it. I ain't got to be politically correct on this. I call it the way I see it. That's all I got to say, man.
Now, let me ask you this. What about the ones that don't want Lamar but want Snoop? He's same color as Lamar. So can you accuse them of being racist?
No, I mean, that's the tough part. It's like you don't have a choice there. It's like, do you want to, for those people
I think it's a smokescreen. You know Snoop is not a starting quarterback. And if you make him a starting quarterback, you know you're less than a year away from replacing him. So yes, I can accuse him of that. Yes, I can. It's a smokescreen. To prove that I'm not, let me promote Snoop. When you know damn well that man ain't a starting quarterback in the National Football League, you know it. You're just trying to make yourself sound less than what you are. So I agree with Daryl. Mm. That's why you go for Snoop. You know he can't be a starting quarterback. You know you're that close to replacing him. So yes, let me put him at the starting quarterback position. It is what it is, man. And we deal with it all the time. You know how many people that the inboxes I get for guys that don't like me for no apparent reason? For no apparent reason. It's just something about them. Well, I wonder what it is. I wonder what it is. So, Daryl, yes, Daryl. There's that. But I don't highlight that much. You know why? Because there are some who don't like him because they don't like his style of play. There are things that they don't, as a quarterback, like. They don't trust him.
They don't like the way he talks. Well,
But, Jeremy, I do think there are some people out there who really don't like him as a quarterback. So I tend to cater to those people. Because I don't want to insult those people and bring them in it. But, Daryl, you are right. There's that. That exists. World is stupid at 7:15, but on the other side, Harbaugh said he gets the criticism of Henry's usage, but he added, we're talking about six plays. I'm going to rip him up for this one. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Chris Collinsworth said that the New England Patriots should give the Baltimore Ravens a Christmas card for not running Derrick Henry. And, of course, John Harbaugh heard all the criticism about that. This is what he had to say.
We're talking about six plays. So we're talking about six plays that went back-to-back in a series, and we're trying to get the first down. So, no, the conversation is not really geared toward, you know, who's going in the game on a play, because plays are getting called fast, and players are running on the field fast based on the game plan, what the rotating coach decides to do, what the tag on the play is, and who's got that play. And there's reasons for all that are game plans. So I'm not defending all that.
Yeah, you are.
Heck no. You can pick plays or who goes in or when they go in. But it's not just as simple as, oh, Derrick Henry didn't play the whole fourth quarter. You know, it was those plays back-to-back. He was going to go in. That was part of the plan. And it was felt in making those decisions, guys running on and off the field as plays are being called in the rotation to go that direction. Yeah, as I look back on it, I'm like, sure, I see the point. But I'm also not in the midst of saying, oh, time out. You know, Keaton, come on. I want Derrick in the game in that moment. So that's a reality, too. So just I'm not trying to make excuses for it, but trying to put it in perspective. You know, that's how it works.
No, number one, you started off sounding like Allen Iverson. So we're talking about practice.
We're talking about practice, yeah. Man.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's how he said. We're talking about six plays. Six plays in the game that you lost by 4 points. Those six plays, Harbaugh, aren't important. So this is why I say, Jeremy, they seem like they run an agenda, not a game plan. I'm not going to stop and call timeout and put Derrick Henry in the game. No, the plan should have been to have Derrick Henry in the game. It should not have been an option. That means that you're going all willy-nilly down there. You're not organized. Because what team does not want a Hall of Fame running back who's still, by the way, very productive? It's not like he's a Hall of Fame running back on his last legs. He's still a weapon, Jeremy. He's still the best running back on your team. So you would have had to call timeout to get Henry in the game. So you didn't talk about that prior to going back on the field? You didn't meet up?
That first drive, early in the game, the Ravens had a six-play drive. Four of those plays went to Derrick Henry, and it ended in a 21-yard touchdown run. Shut up. Stop. Like, you can make all these excuses, but all we have to do is go back to each game, whether it's the playoff game, or if you want to go back to we had an earlier game this year, you're in a rivalry game, and all of a sudden you don't run Derrick Henry, and it's an 8-point game, and you forget about your run game, and all these things. Why aren't other coaches doing this? Did the Bills forget to put James Cook in the second half? Mm-mm. No. Because he's been the reason why they've been winning damn games.
He said, we're only talking about six plays.
Man, shut up.
We're only talking about six plays? Oh, those God. Six plays don't matter?
Funny to me, too.
Thank you.
When he constantly tells us all these plays matter, the plays are important. Okay, so six plays doesn't matter.
So did he? That sounded like he needed a request for an assistant. Someone, because now the supervisor of the team, John Harbaugh, because he's not a head coach, he's a supervisor, he comes in and he's like, oh, this stuff comes in too fast. We need to get somebody to, hey, guys, can we slow this down a little bit?
That's exactly what that sounds like.
You've only been doing this for 15 freaking years, 17, whatever it's been.
You know, and that's why I said, Jeremy, he's right. It does move. It moves lightning fast.
Is it too fast for you?
That's why you have a plan before. And this is why I question, what do you have the headsets on for? Why do you have the microphone? You're not talking up to the offensive coordinator, okay, we're going to have Derrick Henry on this next drive, right? We'll have Henry on the next drive, right? There's nothing against Keaton. Nothing against Keaton. I like him. I think he's a very good backup running back. He's not Derrick Henry.
The sole reason that you bring in the best closer in the game is because you wear out teams, so you run him in the fourth quarter when they're tired, and he's wearing their asses out even more. It's just six plays.
That's all it is,
Jeremy. It's just six plays.
Why are we talking about it? I mean, we talked about
it. It's just six plays that you didn't pay attention to. Just say that. I mean, look, we have heard this nonsense, and guess what? We're probably going to hear it at the end of this year. They'll fire some assistant coaches. Yep. It'll be their fault. And just like in baseball, it's the hitting coach. It's the pitching coach. And then eventually we see where we get to. But this team has too much talent to compete, play like this, mm-hmm. and not compete year after year. We just watched three seasons of Lamar playing MVP caliber football where he won two of them. He won a third. and then people are bashing him. It's like, oh, we got to get a different quarterback. This guy sucks. Half the time, I don't know what people are watching, and that includes the head coach of this football team.
Well, Willie Taggart is the running backs coach for the Baltimore Ravens, and Harbaugh said this is the conversation that went on between Taggart and Derrick Henry.
The last series was a conversation between Willie and Derrick, and they decided that Keaton was going to start the series off as part of the rotation, and that Derrick was going to come in that series.
Willie, you better apply for a job, bro. Because he's the guy that's going to get fired behind this.
When did he come in that series? Because I missed it. I didn't see him.
So the running backs coach said, you know, we're going to put in Keaton Mitchell and not Yeah.
If only they had a person on this team that could overrule that. If only there was a guy that could say, no, I want Derek to run the football. Yeah. Like a head coach or something. I mean, this is just absurd, man.
I don't care who decided to put him in. It was a bad decision, Harbaugh, and it's on your head.
Keep doing this over and over and over.
It's the bad decision, and it was on your head.
It's been everybody else's fault, not his.
It's never going to be his fault.
Well, Willie Taggart and Derek, I don't care what they said. You're the coach.
If you notice, Willie Taggart's name wasn't brought up last year when he had almost 2,000 yards rushing.
Yeah.
But when you don't put him in for six plays in the game that you lose by four, you bring up Willie Taggart's name. You notice that, Joe?
I wish I had a boss that trusted me as much as John Harbaugh trusts his assistants.
I don't, because that means that boss would be clueless.
And I know the bosses trust me, but at the same time, this is like...
That boss would be clueless.
It's insane. It defies logic.
You know what this is? This is this is like the Houston Astros when they were caught cheating, and then we had COVID, and of course you get back the next season, and everybody's booing them, and they're going... Oh, wait a minute. That was 2 years ago. We already apologized for this. Why are we doing this?
We weren't in the stadium.
It was all Carlos Beltran's fault, too.
And here's Harbaugh going, wait a minute. You guys asked me this 5 years ago? You asked me this three times 4 years ago? You asked me this twice last year?
After the AFC Championship game?
I've already answered these questions about why we forget about Derrick Henry. The game's too fast. Are you guys not listening?
Orioles make a big trade, but did they give up too much? We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock on the other side. College football weekend recap on the
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Jeremy Cohn. See, the amount of people that use the college football playoff results and said, see, I told you they don't belong. Look, I'm listening to you. I agree with you. In theory, they don't belong. James Madison didn't belong. In theory, we knew that. Tulane did not belong. We knew that as well. But that's not Notre Dame's beef. Notre Dame's beef shouldn't be with them because as the rules are now, they actually, by rule, they belonged. If you want to beef with somebody, you beef with Miami, who, by the way, had played the most boring game at Texas A&M, or beef with Alabama, who, by the way, was down 17-0 on the road and came back and won. That's what their beef is.
And Miami beat them head-to-head.
Right. Their beef is not with James Madison. Their beef is not with Tulane because, by rule, those two teams had to go.
Your beef isn't strong. Your beef is wrong. There shouldn't be any beef. Like, just look in the mirror and go, this is your fault, and point. Because it's going to point right back at your sorry asses. The schedule you played, who you beat, you get to this point, and then you get judged based upon who you played, what you won, when you won. And as much as it sucks, sometimes it's better to lose early than late. Notre Dame lost early, yeah. But they lost to the two best teams they played all year long.
And oh, by the way, did you see Notre Dame is dropping USC or pausing USC from the schedule? They're picking up BYU.
Oh, good for them.
For the next 2 years.
There's a much, much tougher opponent. But again, like I just go back.
They're going out of Power Four conference.
Yeah.
You're complaining now, and now you're stepping out of the Power Four. BYU is a good program. I'm not saying, but they're not a Power Four conference.
No. No. And they, what were they before the Mountain West? Like even before?
Are they Big 12 now? BYU?
I think they're Big 12, but okay. It was Mountain okay. West. But was it always Mountain West?
I think it was.
Because remember,
okay, they are Big 12. Okay,
but they're Big 12 because the Big 12 fell apart. It's not like the Big 12 went out and said, we got to get you. They took all the teams in the Big 12 and they said, well, we got to find teams. So would you guys like to come play here? They didn't get picked because they were.
So it's not the Big 12 what we know it was.
No, this is, I mean.
Back when Oklahoma and Texas and all those people.
Look, you've said it, I've said it, and I know people don't like hearing it. There's two conferences and then there's everybody else. Who dominated the playoff picture? Half those teams are from the same two conferences. More than half.
Jeremy, I said this years ago. This is how long ago? I just moved back from South Carolina. Everybody thought, oh, man, you go down south and all of a sudden we don't know football. I'm like, no, I don't think it's that you don't know football. I'm just telling you, the ACC is not the Big Ten and SEC. That was 20-something years ago. The ACC is just not that conference. Like it's a great basketball conference back then.
It may not apply this year, but if you'd have said to me, like, hey, man, the AFC South ain't the AFC North. They ain't playing games like that. And this is a professional league. I'm still listening to you there and yeah. Things change. In college, it's not. Why are things going to change when you're filtering in players in and out every 2 to 4 years? And can you get better now with the NIL? Sure. Like BYU in college basketball bought the best player that there was in the country and brought him there. You don't see that happen ever. Now that they're backed by crumble cookie money, that's good for them. I just think like when you go back and look at this and we start comparing teams, the thing I told you is that James Madison and Tulane were afforded the right to get their ass kicked in the playoffs because they did everything they were supposed to do.
Yes.
And the one thing, if you're like myself and you're like Rob, where you want to see the best play the best, then it comes down to a situation where maybe we have to get them in and get their asses beat up a little bit when the committee goes, even though it's not fair to the team in 4 years.
Yeah, this wasn't fun.
Like in 2030 or whatever, maybe it's not fair to that team that's going, hey, that's not us. Right. This is a new team. You can't hold that against us. But when we have 12 teams that make it, I can't listen to 13, 14, and 15 complain about not getting there.
You know what I love? The next round or the first round even, they're not stuffing it down our throats by putting all these games on one day. You do have a triple header on New Year's Day, but New Year's Eve – at 7:30, you have Miami traveling to Ohio State. And then there's the triple header. You have at noon, Oregon and at Texas Tech. Then you have Alabama at Indiana at 4. And then at 8, you have Ole Miss versus Georgia. So they're not shoving it down our throats. And then the following week, both up, they're not on the same day. One is on the 8th, the other one's on the 9th. So they're stretching this thing out a little bit. I like that.
How about the, if you guys are curious, let me go to this because I was looking at the spreads of the updated games for the playoff. And it looks pretty interesting from the teams that we're going to see play. You know, like, again, Ole Miss and Georgia. We saw this matchup earlier this year. We saw the Oklahoma-Texas A&M matchup, and look at how that worked out the second time around. But there are a lot of – where the hell are we?
What a comeback from Alabama, though. Man, 17 on the road.
Well, that's what I told you. The Notre Dame fans are going, this is the team you picked over us with three losses?
Yes.
They played in the championship game, jackass, and they lost to Georgia. You lost to Miami, who barely made it, and you lost to A&M. Come on. And you were at home against A&M. Stop. Anyway.
Were they at home against Miami?
No, that was on the road.
That was on the road?
It was the first game of the year, to be fair to a freshman quarterback.
Okay.
But – again, you were afforded the opportunity of playing Pitt, who was okay, when Pitt said the game didn't even matter to him. They cared about the Georgia Tech game the next week. You beat up on Syracuse. That's a huge marquee win right there. Their one signature win is USC. And again, I ask you, I implore you to go look at USC and what they did out of their own time zone. They almost lost to Purdue. Stop.
Okay. Go ahead.
Texas Tech is, Oregon's a 1.5-point favorite over Texas Tech.
What do you think?
I thought I was going to be all over Texas Tech. I'm not sure. I'm not sure because Texas Tech can slow down the run game. This Oregon team looks really good. Ohio State is a 9.5.
Oregon gave up 34 points to JMU, though.
Yeah, but they were blowing them out, too. You know, to be fair, like, I guess you get at some point where it's like you're calling the dogs off. But Ohio State's a 9.5-point favorite over Miami.
You like that?
Seems like a bit much, but I think Ohio State wins. Where are we at? Alabama, Indiana. This is the one that just had me smiling, man. Indiana's a touchdown favorite over Alabama. You don't even see that in basketball now. You don't see them as 7-point favorites over Alabama in basketball, let alone football. It's crazy. And Indiana is going to beat their asses because they're good.
Joe. Hey, Joe. Bama loses but covers.
Nope. They lose. They're going to lose by double digits.
They lose but covers.
Ole Miss, Georgia. Georgia's favored by 6.5.
When's the last time Alabama's been 7-point underdogs?
I don't know that they've been a 7-point underdog since Nick Saban's been there.
That's 7-point underdogs.
This is Indiana. This is something else, man. And it's so funny. The guy's so cocky, but I can't help but root for him. Signetti's just Google me. That's all I do is win.
Let's go to Chris in Rosedale. What's up, Chris?
Hey, man. How you guys doing?
Good.
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, man. Look, so James Madison, you're right. I mean, we're at the right to get our ass kicked. That's fine. But we still put up 30-plus points. The game was not close. I mean, the score doesn't reflect the game. Still put up 30-plus points. No other team did that against Oregon this season, and they played a whole Big Ten schedule. So, I mean, yeah, maybe we shouldn't have been there, but we still competed.
Well,
and they didn't pull their starters. They played their starters the whole game.
I mean, to look, all right, let's go back to the game. And I'm on your side that James Madison should be there. I've been saying this all along, that we created this playoff, and when you started doing this, it made more sense to allow these teams in to prove that they don't belong or that they do belong. Tulane was an embarrassment, but I'd say this about Oregon and JMU, because Oregon was up 34-6 at the half, bud. Just 34-6 at the half. To say that they didn't call their dogs off. You don't think they changed their play calling? You don't think they did all this other stuff? Because you dropped 28 touchdowns in a game that, at the point of the game, it didn't matter.
28 points.
And this isn't me knocking. Like, again, I'm happy for JMU. I'd like to see them continue to do this. They got screwed over last year going to Division I. They wouldn't let them play in a bowl game. But, yeah, this wasn't it. They didn't compete with them. The game was never in doubt.
You say you got an answer for me for Alabama, Joe?
Yeah, so Alabama opens up as a 7-point underdog. That is the largest underdog the Crimson Tide have been in a matchup since the 2008 SEC Championship versus Florida, where they were 10-point underdogs.
They won that game, didn't they? No, 2008 they did not.
No, that would
have
been.
They came back the next year.
Was that Tebow and Chris Tebow, Lee?
But Tebow, but I think they came back the next year and beat Florida.
Well, Tebow won 2 out of the 3 years, right?
Yeah. Thank you very much, Joe. 410-583-1057 is the number. Kim McCusick joins us at 8 o'clock. Don't go anywhere, but on the other side. O's make a big trade, Jeremy, and some are saying they gave up too much. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.